Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here alongside Super Bowl champion, NCAA football champion, Matt Wilhelm, as we get ready for the Browns and the Bengals in primetime on Thursday night. The Browns enter the game at 2-5. The Bengals, of course, 7-0. But if you remember, it was last year on a Thursday night in Cincinnati that the Browns put a 24-3 whooping on the Bengals, although the Bengals got their revenge 30-0 here in Cleveland. What's going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, what we hope happens is that this is a motivated Cleveland Browns football team. They've obviously taken a few on the nose in the last couple weeks. We're going to be without Josh McCown. Johnny Manziel will get the start. And we just hope that the leaders in this locker room, you know, Carlos Dansby, Desmond Bryant, guys along the defensive line, really come out and know they have to play aggressive. They have to get up early because I think as a 7-0 football team playing at home, they obviously want to eradicate what happened last year on a Thursday night there in Cincinnati and regain their home field advantage.
For the Browns, you mentioned it. Johnny Manziel will start at quarterback. Many remember it was against this Bengals team that he made his first start. That game went not exactly how he would have drawn it up. He has changed a lot in a year. How much does it help his preparation knowing that in a short week, he's already prepared for this Bengals team, same defensive coordinator a year ago?
I think it's huge. I really do. And again, everyone has talked all week since he's potentially been the starter and now named the starter about those strides that he's made. And I really thought we saw it throughout training camp, his control. We saw it in the Titans football game and the win. And I really think that we may not take advantage of those things down the field, which I think Johnny can do, but just be strategic. And I think our ability to run the football, something that we haven't done thus far this season, is offensive line needs to get physical, shorten the football game, and not allow Johnny to put himself out there and throw any picks or potential fumbles as we've seen thus far.
And last week, the Browns +2 in the turnover differential. Didn't matter on the scoreboard, but I think the formula would have to be the same if they're going to go to Cincinnati and pull out a win. This defense starting to generate some takeaways. They had 4 last week, 1 in St. Louis, 3 the week before against the Denver Broncos. Is that something that they're going to need to do to win?
Absolutely. And I think, we saw Andy Dalton. We know who Andy Dalton is. And we saw how when we got in his head last year in Cincinnati, how it affected his game. He threw us the football multiple times. They couldn't run the football with Jeremy Hill or Giovanni Bernard. That all being said is we're going to be without some playmakers. We're going to be without Joe Hayden. We're going to be without Dante Whitner. So there's going to be some young bodies. And for those of you out there who's been calling to see some of the youth movement that you expect to happen here in Cleveland, this will be a great opportunity.
You are going to see it. It's the Browns and the Bengals Thursday night football on NFL Network in Cincinnati. The Browns looking to be the first team to hang a loss on their division rival. Remember, the Browns 1-0 in the division, 1-0 on the road in the division, trying to make it 2-0 against the Bengals. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.